Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly 10-minute podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on May 29th, 2009. It's summer break at Darden. The hallways are relatively quiet, and that break in the activity allows the school to catch up on some projects that are otherwise impossible to tackle when all the students are here. One project that's getting considerable attention is the Learning Team Room upgrades. Those familiar with Darden know the importance of learning teams. Each student in the MBA program is assigned to a learning team. The groups meet regularly to review cases and prepare for classes. Much of that preparation takes place in learning team rooms, and they are being renovated this summer. Terry DeGuzman is Darden's Associate Dean for Finance and Administration. She's overseeing the Learning Team Room project. We spoke with her earlier this week. Here's our conversation. Terry, everybody, now that the students are gone, everybody's talking about the big Learning Team Room project. What's taking place with the Learning Team Rooms?
Well, we are going to upgrade all the Learning Team Rooms in the first floor.
Wow.
I believe that's about 30, 31. And what we're doing is we are changing the chairs, which has been a source of physical pain, I understand. We are upgrading the chairs to ergonomically correct chairs. We are doing technology, so we'll change the blackboards and make whiteboards, change it to whiteboards, as well as put a plasma screen so that students can project without having to spread out and print and all that.
Sure.
So they could really real-time share their work and project it on the screen. We're also going to update the tables so there's more of a workspace area. Mm-hmm. And they could plug sort of inside the table instead of on top of the table.
Sure.
What's actually fun about this project is we're doing all the sustainable things that we're trying to put in place. It not only helps the budget, but it's also living to our what we promise ourselves. And we are recycling the tables. We have found a craftsman who will come in and retrofit the table so it will be able to comply with the technology needs of the room.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's great.
The specific upgrades, where did the ideas come from? A student committee, or how did you do your research?
Yeah, well, two things. It's come up as an issue in surveys, student surveys,
right,
that they would like an upgrade of learning team rooms, and it's really where they spend most of their time,
yeah,
right? So that's been a theme, and part of it is really last year we engaged DEGW in a study, a facilities planning study.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing, we're changing, our facilities need to conform or go with what we're doing nowadays, and so we did a survey to figure out what space needs we have, what kind of facilities upgrades we need.
Mm-hmm.
And this came up as one of the high priority items, is to upgrade the learning team room.
Mm-hmm.
So several data points all pointing to this is a high priority item.
And it started as soon as graduation finished.
Yes.
I mean, the plastic went up and the corridors went up. When do you hope to have the project completed?
We are shooting for end of July.
Oh.
We want to be ready when everybody comes back.
Yeah, so plenty of time.
Yes.
To get that done.
We have that window. The,
right,
the issue with school construction is you have normally just the window of the summer,
right,
to get everything done so it's not disruptive. So,
what about the cost? Does it come, is it just from the budget? Do you go to other sources to do a project like this?
Well, UVA requires all its schools to have a capital reserve, which is really, it's sort of like a compliance issue. We need to comply with needing a capital reserve so that our buildings and our facilities are properly and adequately maintained.
Sure.
So Darden has set up this capital reserve, and we continue to try to maintain it. And this year we're spending, instead of putting in the money, we're spending the money that we would have put in the reserve. And that's okay.
Sure.
The UVA policy is a funds flow. You either put in or you spend.
Right.
Yeah.
So next year, if there are no projects, we go back to
putting money in the savings account, so to speak.
Right, or we will try to complete all the learning team rooms.
Right, great.
That would be my aspiration.
Would that be the next step?
Well, as you can imagine, there are so many needs for the school, but I think we believe that if we complete the learning team rooms, that will be a big plus.
And there are a couple of other projects.
Yes.
Right before you and I started to record, you mentioned there's a couple other things. Can you briefly share those?
Sure. So we're also upgrading all the conference rooms in the faculty building. Mm-hmm. They have been used by faculty for smaller groups. What we don't have at Darden are rooms for groups of 20 or 15 to 20. And that has been doubling up for those small groups. And what we found, again, in the surveys and the study, is that's also high priority to upgrade those with technological, same thing, plasma screen, plug-in, ability to project, ability to work real-time with a big screen. So we're doing the technological upgrades. Yeah. And one more thing is source of student wish list is chairs. We all have been in the classroom chairs. They're all old. So one of the other neat things we're doing is we're upgrading all the what we call phase one classroom chairs. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me the count, but it's about 600 chairs or in that order of magnitude. And we're doing something sustainable again. We're not throwing it out. We're having again a supplier come back and reupholster pretty much.
Wow.
And that's how we were able to afford it. It's practically half the cost of replacing chairs, and we're going to do what we call some more sort of resistant fabric. But so we're doing that too. So there's a lot that's happening. It'll be
no question. I think it's interesting. I think a lot of people might think to sort of renovate a chair or a table would actually cost more than it would be to buy, but you're not finding that.
Well, I am thankful to the team. I have this big team.
Right.
We have somebody who knows interior design, the maintenance people of UVA, and so it took a village to figure out how to accomplish this in a short time with limited budget, and I'm really grateful we're able to do it.
And this is not a very old school.
No, but it's got a lot. See, it's got a lot of wear and tear.
Sure.
They're 12 years old, at least, right?
Yeah.
And we service three programs. We have MBA, we have executive MBA, and we have exec ed. In other institutions, there's actually dedicated facilities for one or two of these.
Yeah, good point.
But here, it's all one big building, and so the wear and tear is pretty high.
Great. Any other things on your plate this summer as far as unusual projects or new projects as far as bettering Darden, so to speak?
Well, we have in terms of facilities, we have these normal, outside of this, the wear and tear. So we need to replace the railings, we need to refurbish some bathrooms. Mm-hmm. On my other hat, which is the entire facilities administration, we're still doing crisis. We're trying to launch a crisis management initiative, which we want to make sure we activate by the time school opens again.
Right.
We're still deep into trying to build up our leadership capabilities through Operation Leadership Excellence. Those would be the big things. And of course, we're still trying to make sure that we continue to manage our finances in this tough economic time. So it's been busy.
And that's our conversation with Darden's Associate Dean for Finance and Administration, Terry DeGuzman. Now, in addition to the learning team room upgrades, students will see some changes to some of the classrooms as well. We'll talk about that on an upcoming podcast. That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thank you for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.